Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Wednesday, May 1st. On today's show, the Coalition Against Harbor Place Redevelopment in Baltimore aims to defeat the November ballot question, while Synetic Theater gets more time to exit Crystal City Underground. Plus, Blue Owl dives into commercial real estate lending. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with a battle brewing in Baltimore over the proposed redevelopment of the city's iconic Harbor Place. Opponents argue the plans to replace the waterfront pavilions with high-rise apartments and offices would strip the city of cherished public space. They are now taking their fight to communities around Baltimore in a campaign to defeat a November ballot measure that would allow the controversial project to proceed. For more, we turn to Simply CRE. Correspondent James, what are the key objections being raised by this coalition against the redevelopment?
The Inner Harbor Coalition believes replacing the existing Harbor Place pavilions with mixed-use high-rises, including a 900-unit apartment tower, would fundamentally alter the character of Baltimore's most famous public waterfront space. They argue the city's redevelopment process has lacked transparency and a guiding master plan. The group is now trying to rally public opposition to defeat a November ballot question that would enable the $1.5 billion project proposed by Baltimore-based developer MCB Real Estate to move forward.
This certainly seems like a defining moment for the future of Baltimore's Inner Harbor. What are the coalition's next steps in trying to block the redevelopment?
Organizers say they will fan out to communities across Baltimore in the coming months, holding forums to make their case against the Harbor Place overhaul directly to residents. They plan to raise the issue at upcoming festivals and are also exploring potential legal action to challenge what they describe as a rushed approval process. Fundamentally, the coalition believes the public waterfront site is too precious to hand over to private development without a more extensive public dialogue.
It sounds like both sides see the stakes as enormously high, given Harbor Place's iconic stature in Baltimore. Has the developer or city responded to the coalition's objections?
Not directly yet. MCB Real Estate has previously said its proposal would revitalize Harbor Place as a world-class destination while creating a larger waterfront park and pedestrian promenade. City officials have touted the project's potential economic impact, but the opposition believes the scale of the development is simply too large and would wall off the waterfront. With this new grassroots campaign, the coalition is hoping to convince voters that Baltimore would be giving away something irreplaceable.
The debate over Baltimore's Inner Harbor redevelopment certainly raises thought-provoking questions about balancing economic growth and public spaces. We'll keep tracking that story closely. But now we turn to a developing situation. Our top story today, an error message was received instead of an actual news article to report on. The message reads, request unsuccessful, Encapsula Incident ID 112,000/4012739439.2020038186116327.5. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent, Abby. Can you shed any light on what might be going on here?
Well, David, based on the limited information we have, it appears there was some kind of technical issue that prevented the intended article from being retrieved or displayed properly. That Encapsula Incident ID likely refers to an error logged by the content delivery network. However, without more context about the source of the article or the system it came from, it's difficult to speculate further about the root cause.
So, at this point, it sounds like we don't have enough details to report on an actual news story. Is that an accurate assessment?
That's correct. While an error message can sometimes be newsworthy itself if it reveals a major issue, in this case, we simply don't have the intended article content to go on. The responsible thing for us to do journalistically is acknowledge we don't have sufficient facts to present a complete report to our audience.
An important reminder for us and our viewers that even in this 24-hour news cycle, it's critical we gather all the facts before rushing to air. Thank you for that insight, Abby. We'll continue to monitor this situation and bring you more information if and when it becomes available. In the meantime, let's shift our focus to the world of finance. Blue Owl Capital, a New York-based investment asset management firm with a significant presence in Chicago, is making moves to scale into commercial real estate private credit. The firm aims to originate loans, pursue deals on the securitized market, and purchase loans from traditional lenders to expand its debt portfolio. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what's driving this shift in strategy for Blue Owl?
The current commercial real estate landscape is facing challenges due to tight lending standards and rising interest rates. Property values are being impacted and sales have slowed, while landlords are finding it difficult to refinance their assets. Mark Czar, co-president of Blue Owl and a Chicago resident, acknowledged that the lending landscape has changed rapidly, presenting an opportunity for the firm to enter the real estate finance strategy space.
It sounds like Blue Owl is taking a multi-pronged approach to scaling into private credit. What specific actions are they taking?
Blue Owl recently acquired Prima Capital Advisors, a Scarsdale, New York-based advisory firm, from Stone Point Capital for $170 million. Prima primarily invests in commercial mortgage-backed securities and managed $10 billion in assets at the time of the acquisition. The firm is also hiring Jesse Holm, currently the global head of real estate credit for Singapore-based wealth fund GIC, to lead its real estate lending division starting June 17th.
Interesting. Any other notable moves by Blue Owl in the Chicago market?
Yes. Blue Owl recently bought and leased back the ground beneath the Chicago Tribune's former Freedom Center printing plant. This site is being demolished by gaming company Bally's to make way for the city's first casino development. The acquisition demonstrates Blue Owl's interest in the Chicago real estate market and its willingness to engage in creative transactions.
It certainly seems like Blue Owl is positioning itself to take advantage of the current challenges in the commercial real estate lending space. Thanks for the update on this developing story. Speaking of commercial real estate, CenterCal Properties, a major player in the Western U.S., just released its first quarter 2024 results, showing an impressive 94% occupancy rate across its mixed-use retail portfolio. This outperforms the overall retail sector's 10.3% vacancy rate, according to Moody's Analytics. For more on how CenterCal is bucking the trend, we turn to our correspondent. So what's driving CenterCal's success in this challenging retail environment?
CenterCal seems to have found a winning formula by focusing on creating dynamic, community-driven destinations rather than just building generic retail spaces. In the first quarter alone, they celebrated over 15 new store openings across their properties in 5 states. But beyond just filling vacancies, CenterCal takes a placemaking approach, constantly assessing their tenant mix and adding new experiences to keep their properties fresh and relevant to the local community.
Can you give us some examples of how this approach is playing out at their properties?
Absolutely. At their second and PCH property in Long Beach, California, a curated mix of new retailers like Evereve and Vuori, combined with community events like fitness fundraisers, makers markets, and holiday celebrations, drove a 17.4% increase in foot trade to last year. Other CenterCal properties are also enhancing their offerings. The Veranda in Concord added unique new eateries, while Bay Street Emeryville is bringing in buzzworthy restaurants like a hot pot concept and a creative dessert experience from a celebrity chef.
It sounds like CenterCal is going beyond just providing a shopping experience to really integrate with the community. Is that a fair characterization?
Definitely. From cultural celebrations to concerts on the village greens, CenterCal aims to create can't-miss destinations where people develop a real sense of connection and belonging. As CEO John Paul Wardy puts it, their philosophy centers around crafting communities where people can connect and thrive. And based on their latest results, that approach is resonating with both retailers and consumers.
CenterCal's focus on experience and community seems to be a retail model worth watching. Thanks for that report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.